Welcome to JD's Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers.
Well, hi, it's Dr. John, and welcome to our JD's Lab podcast, episode 3. Our aim is to help authors and writers to self-publish their works and determine their own publishing future. Science in self-publishing is a topic that is not covered or understood well in writer communities. In fact, self-publishing involves the creation and testing of scenarios before investing in a particular book topic, a bit like testing formulas in a science lab. We help you to think like a writer, an entrepreneur, and a scientist. A powerful mix. So buckle up and listen in. I hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast series with an interesting mixture of AI and real human narrators.
The science of self-publishing. Writer communities do not always understand that self-publishing has a scientific dimension. Writers will often spend time on creative content generation in the manuscript stage, but not be aware of how scientific methods can test your likely audience type and response. This article and podcast takes you through the scientific method and how it relates to audience reach through the concept of scenario testing. Self-publishing starts after the manuscript creation stage and involves both an entrepreneurial activity and a series of scenarios that are tested. The testing of scenarios is an act of scientific investigation. However, when we say scenario, it is about how the book topic is tested in the marketplace prior to any significant investment. It is a time to pause and use the wonderful creative content of the manuscript for marketing purposes before attempting to produce the book itself. Congratulations, because when you pause to test your creative idea and mature it based on audience and market responses, you have suddenly entered the scientific process. In fact, you are a scientist. The scientific process has two main concepts related to book production and self-publishing. They are creating a minimum viable product, or MVP, through a micro piece, and scenario testing of your book prior to production. In the scientific and business world, MVP involves the creation of virtual prototype products that are tested prior to the creation and full investment in the product, which requires capital and investment. Scenario testing involves the creation of versions of the MVP and testing it in the marketplace. Let's have a look at each in the context of self-publishing.
On-demand BYO webinars by JD's Lab. An on-demand webinar workshop offering where you can bring your writers group with you. Read more on our podcast intro page, or look on johndrain.net and go to podcasts. We include our JD's Lab Lab Kit in the webinar, which provides a strategy and pathway with links to a self-publishing future. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Creating a minimum viable product. In Dr. Jant's self-publishing lab, JD's Lab, he mixes these two methodologies and uses micro pieces of writer's work to test the likely commercial response by using scientific methods and the principle of minimum viable product, or MVP. As an analogy, before creating a new car model, a manufacturer might create a simulation of the car's performance on the road in certain situations in a virtual environment. Previously, an actual mechanical prototype might have been made, which involved considerable expense with a high risk and uncertain return. Thus, the difference between traditional prototypes and the more recent MVP. In the writing situation, an MVP involves the creation of a micropiece. A micropiece is a small representation of a book. As examples, it might involve a social media post with a teaser blog article or a short story version of the book, or a podcast introduction to the book concept, or a brief teaser video like in the movie previews. You will note that different media types are considered, from written to audiovisual. This is because of the different access levels that are involved to the potential reader. However, self-publishing is an act of testing scenarios as if you were in a laboratory. A scenario involves creating one of a number of creative content versions. Scenario testing involves the creation of a series of alternative versions to your micropiece, which you test in the marketplace using a simple media strategy. The strategy is to test each version of the micropiece for audience response. Let's look at an example. Let's say you have created an MVP micropiece in the form of an FB blog and a teaser article about your upcoming book on your website. The article would have a summary of the book and a pitch to a particular audience. It might be your great new idea for a book on house sitting, which has a humorous slant because it is actually about pet sitting. The title might be How to House Sit, and the subtitle Or Love Other People's Pets. A great title, and you are ready to launch it in the world. The missing link, however, is your likely audience response levels. Social media has immediate response with likes and comments, so that is a good start, but how many people click through to read your blog article? How many in your social media group are going to be objective about your new book idea? And of those people, how many asked for more information? Or respond to a pop-up? Or form you create on your article page to express interest? And of those people, how many will buy your book when it is available? This lead response is all valuable data about your likely success and is called a lead pipeline. As you go forward, you will find that the number of people who end up buying your book at the last point of the pipeline requires a much greater number of people at the first point of contact, which is your social media post in this example.
On-demand coaching session with Dr. John in 30-minute slots. An affordable deep dive into your self-publishing journey with veteran writer, researcher and entrepreneur, Dr. John Drain. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to coaching. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. Our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Some expert tips on lead pipelines by Dr. John. Dr. John notes, lead pipelines are a numbers game. To get your book sold to 100 people, there is a rule of thumb that you will need to circulate your book to 100 times more people. In other words, 10,000 people. We call this the 100 rule. It may not always be that ratio, but it is a good rule of thumb that shows how hard it is to find your reader on the internet or in the outside real world. To monitor this data, you will need some basic Google Analytics set up on your website and a basic SEO plugin. Let's have a quick look at this as we cover this in our lab kit and BYO webinars. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. There are billions of searches occurring every day online, and they relate to focus key phrases that are sought by Google searches. An example is becoming a house sitter. You may have used your creative writing skills to write your article, but they are missing the SEO content necessary to attract readers who are searching for topics that relate to your article and book. Getting your people to the 10,000 people target will rely on both your SEO and your campaign skills. Our LabKit 101 graphic on our podcast page shows how you have a foundation presence through your website and a campaign presence through your social media. The campaign presence draws your leads toward your foundation presence in a temporary campaign time period. Your SEO-based foundation presence will bring people from all over the web constantly. The SEO presence means your website works for you while you sleep. Your campaign presence wakes the immediate world to your great offering. Learning to write SEO is like learning another language and a protocol. It is, however, getting easier with the advent of AI. But that is another topic. Mixing science and entrepreneurship with self-publishing. Dr. John realized that self-publishing was not only helped by scientific method, but is also an entrepreneurial journey, and many writers don't realize that. J.D. Slab mixes these two methodologies and uses micro-pieces of writers' work to test the likely commercial response by using scientific methods and the principle of minimum viable product, or MVP, and scenario testing. Thanks for taking time to listen to our podcast. Please go to our article of this podcast also.
Thanks for visiting JD Slab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast. To get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions, see our podcast page on johndrain.net. Welcome to JD's Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers.
Well, hi, it's Dr. John, and welcome to our JD's Lab podcast, episode 3. Our aim is to help authors and writers to self-publish their works and determine their own publishing future. Science in self-publishing is a topic that is not covered or understood well in writer communities. In fact, self-publishing involves the creation and testing of scenarios before investing in a particular book topic, a bit like testing formulas in a science lab. We help you to think like a writer, an entrepreneur, and a scientist. A powerful mix, so buckle up and listen in. I hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast series with an interesting mixture of AI and real human narrators.
The science of self-publishing. Writer communities do not always understand that self-publishing has a scientific dimension. Writers will often spend time on creative content generation in the manuscript stage, but not be aware of how scientific methods can test your likely audience type and response. This article and podcast takes you through the scientific method and how it relates to audience reach through the concept of scenario testing. Self-publishing starts after the manuscript creation stage and involves both an entrepreneurial activity and a series of scenarios that are tested. The testing of scenarios is an act of scientific investigation. However, when we say scenario, it is about how the book topic is tested in the marketplace prior to any significant investment. It is a time to pause and use the wonderful creative content of the manuscript for marketing purposes before attempting to produce the book itself. Congratulations, because when you pause to test your creative idea and mature it, based on audience and market responses, you have suddenly entered the scientific process. In fact, you are a scientist. The scientific process has two main concepts related to book production and self-publishing. They are creating a minimum viable product, or MVP, through a micro piece, and scenario testing of your book prior to production. In the scientific and business world, MVP involves the creation of virtual prototype products that are tested prior to the creation and full investment in the product, which requires capital and investment. Scenario testing involves the creation of versions of the MVP and testing it in the marketplace. Let's have a look at each in the context of self-publishing.
On-demand BYO webinars by JD Slab. An on-demand webinar workshop offering where you can bring your writer's group with you. Read more on our podcast intro page, or look on johndrain.net and go to podcasts. We include our JD Slab Lab Kit in the webinar, which provides a strategy and pathway, with links to a self-publishing future. Don't forget to answer our three-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Creating a minimum viable product. In Dr. Jant's self-publishing lab JD Slab, he mixes these two methodologies and uses micro pieces of writer's work to test the likely commercial response by using scientific methods and the principle of minimum viable product, or MVP. As an analogy, before creating a new car model, a manufacturer might create a simulation of the car's performance on the road in certain situations in a virtual environment. Previously, an actual mechanical prototype might have been made, which involved considerable expense with a high risk and uncertain return. Thus, the difference between traditional prototypes and the more recent MVP. In the writing situation, an MVP involves the creation of a micro piece. A micro piece is a small representation of a book. As examples, it might involve a social media post with a teaser blog article, or a short story version of the book, or a podcast introduction to the book concept, or a brief teaser video like in the movie previews. You will note that different media types are considered, from written to audiovisual. This is because of the different access levels that are involved to the potential reader. However, self-publishing is an act of testing scenarios as if you were in a laboratory. A scenario involves creating one of a number of creative content versions. Scenario testing involves the creation of a series of alternative versions to your micro piece, which you test in the marketplace using a simple media strategy. The strategy is to test each version of the micro piece for audience response. Let's look at an example. Let's say you have created an MVP micro piece in the form of an FB blog and a teaser article about your upcoming book on your website. The article would have a summary of the book and a pitch to a particular audience. It might be your great new idea for a book on house sitting, which has a humorous slant because it is actually about pet sitting. The title might be How to House Sit, and the subtitle, Or Love Other People's Pets. A great title, and you are ready to launch it in the world. The missing link, however, is your likely audience response levels. Social media has immediate response with likes and comments, so that is a good start, but how many people click through to read your blog article? How many in your social media group are going to be objective about your new book idea? And of those people, how many ask for more information? Or respond to a pop-up? Or form you create on your article page to express interest? And of those people, how many will buy your book when it is available? This lead response is all valuable data about your likely success and is called a lead pipeline. As you go forward, you will find that the number of people who end up buying your book at the last point of the pipeline requires a much greater number of people at the first point of contact, which is your social media post in this example.
On-demand coaching session with Dr. John in 30-minute slots. An affordable deep dive into your self-publishing journey with veteran writer, researcher and entrepreneur, Dr. John Drain. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to coaching. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. Our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Some expert tips on lead pipelines by Dr. John. Dr. John notes, lead pipelines are a numbers game. To get your book sold to 100 people, there is a rule of thumb that you will need to circulate your book to 100 times more people. In other words, 10,000 people. We call this the 100 rule. It may not always be that ratio, but it is a good rule of thumb that shows how hard it is to find your reader on the internet or in the outside real world. To monitor this data, you will need some basic Google Analytics set up on your website and a basic SEO plugin. Let's have a quick look at this as we cover this in our lab kit and BYO webinars. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. There are billions of searches occurring every day online, and they relate to focus key phrases that are sought by Google searches. An example is becoming a house sitter. You may have used your creative writing skills to write your article, but they are missing the SEO content necessary to attract readers who are searching for topics that relate to your article and book. Getting your people to the 10,000 people target will rely on both your SEO and your campaign skills. Our LabKit 101 graphic on our podcast page shows how you have a foundation presence through your website and a campaign presence through your social media. The campaign presence draws your leads toward your foundation presence in a temporary campaign time period. Your SEO-based foundation presence will bring people from all over the web constantly. The SEO presence means your website works for you while you sleep. Your campaign presence wakes the immediate world to your great offering. Learning to write SEO is like learning another language and a protocol. It is, however, getting easier with the advent of AI. But that is another topic. Mixing science and entrepreneurship with self-publishing. Dr. John realized that self-publishing was not only helped by scientific method, but is also an entrepreneurial journey, and many writers don't realize that. J.D. Slab mixes these two methodologies and uses micro-pieces of writer's work to test the likely commercial response by using scientific methods and the principle of minimum viable product, or MVP, and scenario testing. Thanks for taking time to listen to our podcast. Please go to our article of this podcast also.
Thanks for visiting JD Slab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.